This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a crack in the case. The art heist last week from a Swiss museum.
First, though, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez's latest priority has been to win the release of hostages held by Colombian guerrillas in neighboring Colombia. Chavez has done it by working with the rebels in a way that no other government has.
But Venezuela has its own serious kidnapping problems. Those same guerrillas, along with criminal gangs, have been abducting people inside of Venezuela for years, and the problem is getting worse. NPR's Juan Ferreira reports from San Cristobal, Venezuela.
Ciro Sanchez, a lawyer, digs through articles about his mother's death. He says there was plenty of coverage of how she was kidnapped in late September and how she died 3 days later. Blanca Delgado was 78, diabetic, frail. She was snatched outside her home on a country road near the border with Colombia.
Mi madre no le duró tiempo. Mi madre falleció.
She couldn't last. My mother died. She died in the hands of the FARC.
The FARC is Colombia's largest rebel group, and people here on the border say they've been kidnapping Venezuelans for ransom at a record pace. The Venezuelan government's own figures show 382 people were kidnapped last year, up from 44 in 1999, President Hugo Chavez's first year in office. The kidnappings take place nationwide. But it's here along Venezuela's 1,300-mile-long border with Colombia where kidnappings are particularly rife. Marcos Tarre heads Secure Venezuela, a group that fights kidnapping.
Guerrilla kidnappings have grown, and the Colombian guerrillas started to use Venezuelan criminals for certain stages of the kidnappings, like capturing hostages.
Venezuelans are fed up. That was a protest against the FARC held earlier this month. Demonstrators hit the streets in Venezuela, Colombia, and other countries to protest the group's practice of kidnapping. Johan Ostos is a university student who took part.
I live on the border, and my family's been affected by the FARC and this terrorism that's been coming from Colombia for 60 years.
President Chavez, though, sees Colombian guerrillas in a different light.
A las Fuerzas Armadas Revolucionarias de Colombia y al Ejército de Liberación Nacional de Colombia.
In a speech in January before Venezuela's Congress, he called Colombia's guerrillas real armies that occupy political space. He said his government respects their policies. Chavez's increasingly close links with the FARC has led to the release of two Colombians in January. Now he's working on releasing three more Colombians. But the president says the rebels do not kidnap Venezuelans and never will. That's not the way Porfiria Davila sees it. Davila maintains a healthy outlook working as a veterinarian, treating dogs in the small border town of Rubio. But he never really stops wondering about his father, who the family believes was kidnapped by guerrillas. That was in 2003 when the problems on the border were escalating. They haven't heard from him since. Davila says he'd like to talk to the president, just as the families of Colombian hostages have done. They've been flown to Caracas for meetings with President Chavez.
Ya teníamos nosotros por lo menos un año solicitando en los medios públicos.
We've been asking for 1 year for a meeting with the president, and to see the attention on another country and not us, that was depressing for us.
Families here, in fact, say that they have to hire their own investigators or work with friends in the security services to make headway in the murky cases. Joseline de Caides and her husband, Juan Pavon, have found another way to cope with the 2003 kidnapping of his mother, who was never seen again. They named their daughter in her honor, Ana de Dios, or Anna of God.
Ella ha llenado un espacio.
She's filled a space in the life of Juan Pavón, but he always remembers his mother, every day.
Joseline, holding the baby, says she's filled a space in her husband's life, but he still thinks of his mother, every day. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, San Cristobal, Venezuela.